With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden and former President Donald Trump taking different approaches ahead of next week's debate.
The president is prepping for the debate at the Camp David presidential retreat in Maryland's Catoctin Mountains this week. He'll be spending several days with advisors, including his former White House chief of staff, Ron Klain. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is said not to be engaged in formal debate prep, opting instead for more informal policy discussions. Senior advisor Jason Miller says Trump grants interviews every week and delivers lengthy rally speeches. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. failing to qualify for that debate in Atlanta. Host network CNN says the independent presidential candidate fell short of the benchmarks both for state ballot qualification and polling. Missed markers mean the June 27th showdown will be solely between Biden and Trump. Also at SRNnews.com, Supreme Court has upheld a tax on foreign income over a challenge backed by business and anti-regulatory interests.
Justices, by a vote of 7-2, left in place a provision of a 2017 tax law that is expected to generate $340 billion, mainly from domestic corporations that park money abroad to shield it from the U.S. taxes. The law was passed by a Republican Congress and signed by then-President Donald Trump. The case attracted outsized attention because it might have led to a decision that would have doomed a wealth tax. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Wildfires in New Mexico claiming the lives of at least two people so far and damaging 1,400 structures. Now, very heavy rain offering the hope of some assistance for firefighters, but it's also adding to the threat of high winds and flash flooding. This is SRN News. Americans are weighing in on IVF.
A new Gallup poll finds that most people have no problem with the in vitro fertilization process. 82% say it is morally acceptable versus 10% who say it is not. On the more grave question of what happens to unused embryos, however, Americans are split. 49% say it is morally acceptable to destroy those embryos that are not being implanted, while 43% say no, it's morally wrong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Florida public school employee faces firing because she allowed her son, who is living as a girl, to play on the girls' volleyball team. An anonymous tipster at Monarch High notified school officials, the school board, that the 16-year-old was playing on the girls' varsity volleyball team, and that is a violation of a state law barring males from playing on female sports teams. This is SRN News. Louisiana has become the first state to require the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed that bill mandating the displays. The GOP drafted legislation requires a poster of the Ten Commandments in, quoting now, large, easily readable font in all public classrooms. That's from kindergarten up to all state-funded colleges and universities. As expected, the American Civil Liberties Union has promised a lawsuit. Classrooms must display the Ten Commandments in the Bayou State at the start of 2025. Wall Street Thursday mixed trading. The Dow was up 300. NASDAQ fell 140. More details at srnnews.com.